Don't Fall Fear from Magic 105.4, and this is Wildside. October's a busy month at ZSL London Zoo, so what better way to find out what's going on than this? Your exclusive podcast guide to one of the attractions nominated in the Best Family Fun category at the BT Visit London Awards. We'll be highlighting the spooky goings-on that are on offer over Halloween and taking you to meet the Galapagos tortoises. So sit back and get ready, because this is Wildside.
Get wild and get closer than ever before at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo. It's your chance to see these amazing creatures in a natural, green, lush environment and learn all about how they live in the wild. Transport yourself to Africa at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo, a charity devoted to animal conservation. Book online for fast track entry at zsl.org.
Welcome back to Wildside. As part of our Darwin 200 celebrations, ZSL London Zoo's opened its latest exhibit, Giants of the Galapagos. It's your chance to meet Dirk, Dolly and Dolores, our magnificent new tortoises. And even though he's over 70 years old, Dirk is certainly living up to his reputation as London's most energetic pensioner. We went behind the scenes to find out more.
Hello, my name's Sebastian Grant. I'm one of the keepers here at ZSL London Zoo, and I work in the reptile department. I'm lucky enough to work with the new arrivals at the zoo, the giant tortoises, that live in the new building specially built for them at the side of the reptile house. We've got three at the moment. There's Dirk, the big male. There's Dolly, the big female. And there's Dolores, who everyone thinks is a baby, but she's actually a lady in her own right. Even though they're all the same species, they all have their own personalities. Dirk is very, very friendly, very inquisitive, and loves coming up to see what people have got, especially if he thinks it's food. Dolly, the big female, who's only 14 but is already 100 kilograms, she is a bit more feisty. And then we have Dolores. She's only 10 years old, but she's already about 60 kilos. And she's a lot quieter, she prefers to be on her own, and she's not quite up for being tickled and scratched like most of the others are. One of the most interesting things about the Galapagos tortoise is their size. Obviously, they're very, very big. Dirk is, at the moment, about 176 kilos, but they can get over 200. Some of the books say a lot over 200, but it's difficult to prove. They also get very old. The oldest record that we believe is 176. But again, some of the books say a lot, lot older than that. Dirk is only 70, so we know he's still a baby. He's got a long, long way to go. They are an island species, and that's why we think they've got so big, because of lack of competition, lack of predators. They've been allowed to grow and grow and grow. And it's not until man settled on the island and released predators that things started to go downhill for them. Of course, one of the most well-known visitors to the Galapagos was Charles Darwin, and the tortoises were actually one of the things that helped inform his theory of evolution. Around the exhibit, we've got lots of information telling you about the different places they come from, the different sizes they get to, and the different ways they behave. We also have a weighing scales, which people can weigh their weight on to compare themselves to a giant tortoise. But of course, the best thing is the animals themselves. We house them in a very big house, which has got lots of tropical plants, but outside we've got a huge area which is planted up with all their favourite food, so you'll see them behaving naturally. As they walk around, they just graze and eat all the plants and vegetation, and it's a perfectly natural diet, and then in the next day, I go and pick up their perfectly natural poo.
Climb, tunnel, splash, and touch. With 20 different animal species at Animal Adventure, the latest family attraction at ZSL London Zoo. Interactive, exciting, and fun. Don't miss Animal Adventure at ZSL London Zoo, a charity devoted to animal conservation. Book online for fast track entry at zsl.org.
From the exclusive Halloween events to the spooky treats for the giraffes and gorillas, ZSL London Zoo is going big on Halloween across the October half term. But what nerve-jangling creepy treats await? There's only one way to find out.
Hi, my name's Ben Harvey. I work with the explainers here at ZSL London Zoo. Well, this year, for Halloween, we'll be doing a lot of things in our new Animal Adventure exhibit. We'll be decorating our teepee to make it a nice spooky space. We'll be telling stories in there. There'll be opportunities maybe to get dressed up. And there'll also be opportunities to actually take part as a keeper. What we're hoping to do is fill up some carved pumpkins with different food, maybe for our cooney pigs. Then we'll throw them in and the pigs will get to sort of rummage around, use their strong noses to break the pumpkins up and get to the good food inside. It's going to be quite atmospheric, especially around Animal Adventure. There'll be Halloween stalls set light up. There'll be lots of sort of Halloween decorations, and it will be quite a spooky atmosphere all around. There'll be lots of different activities. There'll be things to eat and drink, things to make, all sorts of things to get involved with. Well, in addition to the special Halloween event, there'll be all of the usual animals to come and meet and find out more about. There'll be animal demonstrations, and that in itself will be given a bit of a spooky Halloween twist.
I'm Paul Fear from Magic 105.4, and that was the latest edition of Wildside. Thank you for listening. There's more Wildside at magic.co.uk/zoo or through your ZSL newsletter. And don't forget, if you've missed any previous editions, they're also available via iTunes. We'll be back next month with some very special exclusive news on a new member of the ZSL family and a look at very interesting Komodo dragons. But until then, that's all from Wildside.